Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hey, Catherine. I was supposed to have a call scheduled today at 1:30 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has called me.
No worries. I'll take a look. Give me one quick second. Let me just take a look. Can I get your business phone number as well so I can completely open up the account?
It's 423-889-1006.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is for Whitlock installations, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. So, yes, I did check. There definitely is a scheduled call. Apologies if the call, is quite late, because usually we do have, like, a, what do you call this, like a 30-minute window for the call. So it should be in between, I'm sorry, it should be in between 1:30 to 2 p.m. that you will be getting the call. So it may not have been explained, but I really do apologize for that. However, of course, I can go ahead and further assist you regarding your concern, Daniel, since we're already on the line. I did see here that you requested to go over and check, discuss, why you are still not showing up on Google.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for that inquiry. Well, as far as what I do see here first, of course, is that I noticed that you just recently signed up, which you got everything completed about the 20th of March, which is about, I would say, 2 weeks ago, or I would say more than 2 weeks ago, nearing 3 weeks. Now, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to accounts like this, or like when it comes to SEO, I would say, Daniel, we usually do have, I would say, a time frame of 45 to 60 days for you to see maximum results. But that doesn't mean, of course, that it would take about that long for you to show up on Google. I do see here you just got your Google business profile recently completed, verified, and we've finished the optimization as well just about a week ago. And for this, this may actually be the reason why you're still not showing up on Google, is because it's a newly verified and it's a newly optimized Google business profile. But rest assured, that's one thing that we're working on. We're working on getting your Google business profile on the first page of Google. It just really takes time. That's why we do give out that time frame, 45 to 60 days, because putting you on the map section of Google would take time.
Okay.
Okay. But the other concern that you do have, Daniel, is that you do want to have some changes on your website.
A little bit, yes.
All right. What these change? What would these changes be?
Well, I was looking at it, and one of the telephone numbers on the contact us page is still wrong. Looks like when I go to the editor, this is not the website that shows up when I just log on.
That's weird. So the editor shows you a different design rather than what is up and running. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let me take a look in your website. Let's see. Okay. Now, I think the reason for that, Daniel, I do see here a note from one of our specialists that they're waiting for your approval for the website. So currently, if you go to whitlockinstallations.com, it's your old website. Okay. So our team sent you, I think they sent you a link for you to preview your website, and they're just waiting for your approval so they can go ahead and push that website live.
Well, I don't know where they sent it to, but I don't have that.
Okay.
I mean, I tried to schedule a call with someone for a website for a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all they did was get the information to log on and then canceled the call and never called me back and never sent me any information.
I do apologize for that, Daniel. But don't worry, I can send you the text message right now that will contain the preview of your website. Okay? So I'm thinking this is what you're seeing on the editor. I sent it to your phone number. Yes. So we can definitely look into what changes you wish to happen before we get the website live and running. So again, the website is ready. It's not yet live and running. It's because we haven't gained your approval yet. I just sent it to you. Did you receive it?
I received the text message, yes.
Okay. So that text message contains a link. Okay. It contains a link to the preview of your website. So just go click on the link. It should bring you the preview.
Well, it needs an email.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't have an email.
No, it's not an email. The text message I sent you contains a link.
I know, but when when I'm looking at the website,
yeah,
and I'm scrolling down underneath the contact us and the messages, it has Ottawa, Tennessee, then it has the number y'all gave me, and then for the email, it says email@email.com.
Okay, well, that may have been just, again, it's just a preview. So once it goes live, it'll be corrected for the email address part.
I mean, other than that, it looks good.
Okay.
Just needs the rest of the information put in there.
Okay, no worries. So if you're okay with that website, then we'll go ahead and move forward and push it live. That means that we...
Oh, I do have a couple of changes that I need to make.
Sure.
Underneath the services here, we need to take out the fence repair.
Okay, hold on.
And make
you
sure...
need to take out... What service are we taking out again?
The fence repair service. And the electrical and plumbing needs to be minor electrical and minor plumbing.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. I'm sorry, what was the first one? Synth?
The fence repair service.
Okay.
Yeah, the fence, like... Just need to remove that.
Okay. Does that mean you don't do fence services in total?
Well, I don't want them thinking that I'm going to install a fence for them. I am just one person. So that would just fall underneath the handyman services.
Okay. So we will be removing fence services. But your keyword should still have fence services, correct?
No.
Okay, so we'll have to remove everything related to fence repair services.
That's fine.
Right?
Yeah, fence repair services, yes. You can just remove all that.
Okay. Anything else?
The electrical and plumbing repair services, I mean, they need to be minor electrical and minor plumbing.
Okay. Minor electrical services and minor... Plumbing services.
Plumbing, yes. Plumbing repair services.
Okay.
other than that, and then the contact information and stuff, that's, I think everything looks fine.
Okay.
On a different note, since how y'all are managing my website,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I need to continue to pay Wix?
Well, for that, I'm thinking if you're referring to the renewal of your domain, I would say yes. Usually the renewal is every year. So you only pay them once a year.
Well, that's, yeah, that's the domain. What about the other initial fee that I paid to get started with Wix before y'all took over?
If you're referring to the contents of the website, then once we push our website live, I'm thinking you don't have to pay for them because you already have a website up and running.
Because there's a light management plan for me to be able to have the website on Wix.
Mm-hmm. Well, for that, what we can do instead is, of course, if you do have plans going back, I would recommend that we let our website team know about it so that they can keep a record of your current layout, and then once you need to go back to the, you know, to the current layout, then just let us know and we'll push it live as well.
Okay.
Okay.
So all reality, this should probably, because this is the old website anyways, it probably wouldn't, I'm not exactly sure how that works. So we'll see how, it's a yearly subscription that I paid for anyway, so we got time to think about that.
Yes, I'm thinking you're just referring to the domain renewal.
Actually, the domain renewal is different. I am paying $34 a year for that.
Okay.
But there is another one that is a premium plan with Wix that I was paying $222 a year for.
Okay, I'm thinking it's the website content. So when it comes to that, once your website is live, then it'll be your option if you want to keep Wix or not. Okay. However, on our side, what we can do is to have our team keep the current layout and then push the new layout we created. However, when it comes to, let's see here.
I'm not worried about the current layout.
Okay.
We'll just push the new layout.
All right. Yes, we'll definitely do that. We'll push the new layout, but I will make sure to make, you know, to ensure that all contact us information is accurate and updated. And then, of course, to remove fence repair services and update your keywords to remove fence repair services and update to minor electrical services and minor plumbing services. Correct?
That's correct.
All right. We'll definitely do that then. Anything else I can help you out with, Daniel?
I guess I just need to know when it's actually going to go live. Because it's been 3 weeks
in the making,
and I'm not sure. Yes. But
yes,
when I'm going to start seeing myself on Google.
Of course. I'll send the information now to our team, and it should go live within 24, I would say maximum 72 hours.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll just keep an eye on it. We'll definitely let you know once your website goes live.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Daniel, I could help you out?
I think that's it. Just ready to get a move on this.
Of course. We'll definitely help you on this, too. So, thank you so much. Daniel, have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.